Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Greg? Since we all gather every Wednesday, next Wednesday is Christmas Day. Hopefully, most of us will be spending time with precious family and friends to celebrate our Savior's birth. So we will postpone our next Wednesday Patriot Ladies Net until the following Wednesday. That will actually be New Year's Day, but I will be hosting that net if you want to participate. Our Christmas wish for you brings a prayer that His light and love will fill your world today, tomorrow, and always. Love and God bless all of you, wonderful ladies. Pray. The inspiration for today is called Living and Learning. Actress Tallulah Bankhead, whose father was a U.S. Congressman and Speaker of the House, was bothered as a child by bronchial ailments that deepened her voice, giving it a smoky quality that would become her signature. When Tallulah made her Broadway debut in 1918, she began a career that would span five decades. Miss Bankhead once offhandedly remarked, "If I had my life to live over, I'd make the same mistakes, only sooner. Mistakes are life's practical instructors, without which we might never learn much about anything. All experiences, both good and bad, have the power to instruct. It's up to us to make certain that whenever our mistakes have lessons to teach, we have the good sense to be taught. Learning is not attained by chance. It must be sought for with ardor and attended to with diligence." Abigail Adams. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, four letters and three numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. Great. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. So for the last several weeks, we've been discussing various pages out of the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. And tonight, being how we will not be gathering on next Wednesday, which is Christmas Day, I wanted to see if you ladies had some wonderful, loving memories that you wanted to share about Christmas's past. One thing that I remember when I was a lot younger, I had several brothers, and we always celebrated Christmas on Christmas Eve because it was also my mom's birthday. And so we did have Christmas morning when Santa came, and so there were always basically boy toys that needed to be usually put together. So for many years, I spent late nights on Christmas Eve after candlelight service with my folks. My dad and I would be out in the garage, and we'd be putting together tricycles or bicycles or whatever Santa was going to bring in the morning. That was a wonderful memory for me. And I also got to help my mom do a lot of the baking with such a big family, and we always usually had family over for Christmas Eve dinner. And I loved baking with my mom. We used to, I don't know if you know what it's called or what it is, it's called a lefse, but we used to make lefse, and we'd have different things that Norwegians have. So Anyway, those are some of my memories. So I will call on some of you ladies, and if you want to share some of your warm and loving memories, we'd all appreciate that. So at this time, I'd like to call WRMW211 Hope. I don't know if she's available this evening, but I thought I'd give it a try if one of the Hope's household is available. WRMW211 Hope, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? So negative contact for the 211 Hope household. So I will check in for Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRMY378 Robin. Please keep her in your thoughts and prayers. And she wanted to wish everyone a wonderful Christmas and love out to everyone. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd also like to check in for WRKP710 Wanda. She was unavailable to participate this evening, and she'd also like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and love goes out to you all. Great. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?